and there.
Do I say vandals? Maybe some people from Commonwealth are here. Yeah. So, but this one, vandals of different meaning. So, they ran away. And the officer Ben Akanwe was holding the people, the resort in Adelaide, and coming somewhere. Then somebody from behind. The man fell down. He was hospitalized for 3 months. You know him because you were in the region with him. 3 months. And when the man fell down, he was fortunate to be a northerner because he understands the language. So they raised that if I attempt to prove that I am not dead, they will finish me. So he fainted dead, fainted that he was dead. And they threw the ballot box like this. Do you know how we do the chaskering? Somebody used a club. One of them, yay! There is more than 200 ballot boxes. But still, we depended on the party agents and we declared the results. I am saying all these things for you to tell people that no matter what we do, results will be declared. No matter what you do. Even if you kill all of us, other people come and do it. And if you look at what happened in 2008, yes, at time, we did the first round, no problem. The second round, 3 days to the election, somebody went and burnt the whole office at time, including all the ballot papers, everything in the room. That is why we couldn't conduct that election on the 28th of December. But still, we printed, went there, and conducted the election, right? So no matter what we do, results will be declared. So let us tell the people there are procedures to address the issues. So if you have any issue, go through the procedure and have it rectified. Using variance bill will not stop the result declaration. I hope you all agree. Good. Now let's come to recount of ballots. The presiding officer has counted the ballot papers. But you think that the man was counting them, adding all that. There was a video circulating that somebody was doing the counting and he jumped and see, please let us be very careful of AI. Everything that is good has its negative side. Don't be surprised that on the day of election, you will see Kweku in this time of event speaking the languages that I have never dreamt of. So, me, I always say that the major threat to elections is misinformation and disinformation, fake news. Fake news. Because they can capture me very well, the same voice, everything, but speaking in tongues. So let us be very careful the way things are done. So at the polling station, the agent, any of the agents, please, but not the observer. Underline that. An observer cannot request for recount. That's not a business. But any of the agents can request for recount. And the president of that is mandated, underline, mandated to grant the recount. He's mandated. But if after the recount, the results tally with the first one, and somebody else comes and says that, do the recount again, or do the recount, the presiding officer has any right to say, I will not do it. But if the officer or the agent insists, the guideline is that it should be taken to the constituency office for the returning officer to do the recount. I think that's very clear. So the first recount request is mandatory. Somebody may tolerate the second one if there are some discrepancies. But if to the mind of the presiding officer, it is not necessary because there's no grounds for it, he can refuse. But if you insist, it should be moved to the constituency office for the returning officer, who is a senior to the presiding officer, to do the recount in the presence of all the party agents and observers. And when that one is done, it is final before that resource can be added to that. But the return officer has also the right to say that from what came from the ground, you are already being received.